Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the Doc Show and Cody Johnson, Till You Can't. So I need to think about this now because it's popping up and it's getting to the time of year. You're going to see it in the movies also. But as a kid, you know, we've done different things to annoy our parents. Could have been lying. Could have been messy rooms. We'll talk about that in a second. Could have been a bad word that slipped out.
Fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge.
No, it happened. And Ralphie got his mouth washed out with soap.
Yes.
Yeah. Ever have that in your history?
Yeah, I believe, now that you say it, yeah, I believe that happened to me once. Yeah, I'm sure I didn't take that very well.
It happened to me. It didn't bother me as much as I thought, eating soap, you know, not eating it, but, you know, having it in your mouth
in your
for
mouth.
A while.
Yeah.
Times have changed a little bit. For me, my mom had the wooden spoon and the wooden fork, which, by the way, as kids, we bought her, you know, thought it was a nice gift, not thinking what was coming. But the fork was, if you tried to get away from her and go under the bed, she would gore you in the side. So it'd be, ugh, and then you'd come out. And as soon as you came out, whack, there went the spoon.
Yeah.
How about you when you were a kid?
For me, the big one was, well, there was the wooden spoon, but it was the big one that hung on the wall, the ornamental big wooden spoon. And
size of a baseball bat.
Yes. And the other one was having to write sentences of whenever I did something wrong. So if I didn't have a clean room, if my room was messy, it was, I will not have a messy room, or I will clean my room. And you'd have to write it repetitively.
A lot of times.
There you go. On like 4 or 5 sheets of paper, front and back, no spaces type of thing.
I remember when I get those in school, you know, for I will not talk in class.
Yes,
would be, yeah. I will.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, I think everybody did the same thing. Yeah. So we're asking you guys on the Froggy Facebook page, as a kid, you know, how were you punished? Wild stories here. Ann said wooden spoon, fly swatter, hairbrush, hand, soap in the mouth. So she had a lot of different ways. And you were a bad kid. Renee said, go to the woods and pick out the switch and leather belt. Was something we heard about. Tara said, leather belt, wooden spoon, soap in the mouth. I'd be grounded and sent to my room. Mary said, belt from dad. Millie said, catty nine tails. For those who don't know what it is, it's a stick with 9 leather straps on it. Ouch.
Ow.
Yeah. You remember hearing about those?
Yeah,
that's old school there. Roxanne said, grounded to the sofa because I'd always be in my room. And as an adult, I still go into my room all the time, except for when I'm cooking or swimming. So that's one thing. And then Sarah said, flip-flops. My mom would grab her flip-flop, a stick, or a broom to get you. See? So kids listening nowadays, like, wow, I just get sent to my room. Not too bad when you consider it.
Get their phone taken away.
Your phone privileges go away. Let us know, how are mom and dad punishing you or were when you were a kid? 1-800-570-1013. You can call or text us on that number.
Everyone's saying the wooden spoon. I think everyone got the wooden spoon. I used to get the remote and a wooden paint stick.
What did you do to deserve that?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. Always getting in trouble.
Good times, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Always remember. What's your name?
Lane.
Hey, Lane. Thanks so much for the call, buddy.
No problem. You guys have a good one.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.